Party and Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Mm-hmm.
What's weird? Why is it that the music is so loud, but I can barely hear my voice? You know, at the beginning.
Always or just today?
Maybe just tonight. Well, maybe
it was a little louder.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it was
a little. Yeah.
All right.
I think it was different music.
Ah, who cares? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, Dick's best specialist. Cypress Hill tonight. Except for we only have the, I don't know if we have the Hill or the Cypress. We got Bobo from Cypress Hill.
You know, oh, hold on.
You got me?
There we are.
All right. They were not too far behind me last I heard.
Huh.
Maybe they took a smoke break. I don't know.
Guys. Well, the big speaking of smoke break, the smoke out is going. The sixth annual smoke out is going on this Saturday, right?
Yes. It's going to be a big, good lineup. National Orange Show.
Yeah. Now you've moved the venue around a couple times, right?
Yeah. A couple of times. Went to Glen Helen a couple years back, and last year we took it to L.A.
Glen Helen's all burned out now, is it?
Yeah, I'm glad that we're not going there.
Yeah.
But now we're going back to the original spot, which a lot of fans were happy about, so it should be fun.
Oh, is it? So this is the place of the first smokeout?
Yes, the first three is.
Wasn't it hot last year when you guys did it?
Yeah.
It was a year before, nice. I think it was.
Yeah,
hot,
I don't know what's going to happen now. Yeah. It was hot and smoked out for sure.
You can get tickets if you're interested, or any information about the smoke out at www.smokeoutfestival.com.
Yes.
And who's on the bill?
Linkin Park.
Oh yeah.
DMX, Pennywise, Papa Roach, MOP, Super Joint Ritual.
Wow.
It's like 30 some odd bands, and of course Cypress Hill.
Yeah. And now how does it work? You guys go on in the middle, you go on at the end?
Well, usually in the beginning we were closing the whole thing out, so that means we were kind of going on at like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And now I think we got a little smarter.
Right.
We're gonna go on maybe like not exactly the middle, but like early evening kind of thing.
Yeah, then they go out to dinner and let those young guys from Lincoln Park close.
Yeah, you know, they can do it. They'll let them do that, and we can just, like, kick back.
Yeah, it's weird the order of things. Like, if you're a comic, you want to go on last. That means you're the big star. But if it's a movie credits, you want to be on first. And I think we figured out from doing enough of these festivals, Drew, that if it's a big festival, you want to go on about third to last.
Yes.
That's the perfect time.
Is that the prime one?
Yeah.
You know, people already, you know, been drunk, sober again, and then they have their last bit of energy right there about that time.
I know, because people are like, sometimes the pot brownie, the mushrooms, the X, whatever's kicked in, they've peaked. They're on the other side of the mountain. Now they got to booze themselves back up, start climbing that mountain again. And
then it gets ugly.
And then it starts getting ugly.
Yeah, it does. About like 12 midnight, you know, the diehards are out and all kinds of things are going in their head.
Well,
like, not scary farm.
Yeah. And they get, everyone's got sunstroke because their shirt's been off the entire time. Yeah. And all they've, only liquid they put in their body is Boone's Farm and GHB.
Ooh. That's rough.
You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Oh, yeah, man. I feel you.
Do the kids drink Boone's Farm anymore?
No, I don't think that exists anymore.
Yeah.
Man.
So I want to come out with what, you know, my idea. I had this idea for shotgun beer. It was a beer that had the pull tab on the bottom, too, so you could shotgun the beer, you know? And you could put a six pack.
The drive safely sign on the side of it.
Yes, I hope so.
You put a six pack down in like 35, 40 seconds. And I'm sure there'd be some outrage, but think of the money I could make, and all I'd have to
do
is...
You should do it, Adam.
I know, like, all I'd take is the cheapest, like, Lucky Lager, $2.89 a six-pack beer.
Put it in the Corolla can.
And then just retool the shop, on it, and charge $6.50 a can.
You'd make a killing.
And someday they'll be saying, oh, yeah, I took six Corollas. And they will have no idea where that name came from.
Yeah, I know, yeah. My grandfather, now that I think back, I used to drink generic beer. Like, you know, the supermarket, just their brand of beer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a bad sign when you don't even have your own brew.
Yeah. Like, and your grandfather was the generous one.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's your drink. What's your drink? Whatever's cheapest. Really? Whatever we got. What do you do when you go on an airplane? You just get whatever's cheapest? Or how's that work? Like, how do you get your drink when you're at a party or something? Oh, so sad. So pathetic. All right, anyway, who do we have here?
Oh, yeah. Sand Dog. Yes.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Yes.
Speaking of drink, he's got a beer.
See, there it is.
Not even
generic.
Non-generic. It does say Von's. No.
Sand Dog is now here. Now we have... we have two-thirds of the Cypress Hill that is going to be here tonight, and I don't know what percentage of the actual band. What is there, like 6-7 guys?
Nah, it depends.
Who staggers out on stage,
if we're doing like a rock and roll set or we're doing a hip-hop set. So we do a hip-hop set. It's me, Bobo, and B-Real, and Muggs. And then we do the other thing. You know, we bring the cats from SX-10 out there, and then it's like 6-7 cats up there.
I see Cypress Hill is a sort of modern-day war. Got a mixture of ethnicities. There's a lot of people that probably should
specialists.
Just people wandering out on stage playing the hollowed out fish and jamming along. Remember the band War?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
One of my all-time favorites.
Right. Like 10 guys on stage.
That's Cypress Hill. Kind of has that war vibe.
Nice.
All right, Drew. You disagree?
Nice. No, I agree. I'm listening.
You just disgruntled.
No, they...
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Cubans, Mexicans, Italians, all of them.
Yeah. We're a melting pot up there.
Yeah, where's Be Real, by the way?
He's probably like 15 minutes behind Sand Dog.
Oh, I see.
So he'll be trotting on in here.
You guys should get one car and go in it, you know?
We thought about that. We've tried that.
Right. B-Roll's getting a little bit casual about this show. He's been on 47 times.
I've been on here a lot of times.
You get around a love line. Yeah.
Well, I'm having fun. I'm glad I'm here.
You're quite fragrant.
Yeah, right?
Sin. Yeah.
Well, you know, got to keep it real, Cypress Hill thing.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we're glad to see you here. We'll abuse B-Roll when he shows up. And?
Yes.
You're 26?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was wondering, does it physically hurt a guy to hold back his orgasm?
True, he's such an idiot. What? Does it physically... Oh, to hold back?
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, but if he kinks the end of his penis like a garden hose...
Just kinking the penis is bad, yes.
Yeah.
Power grip. What do you mean holding back?
If he says that... Okay, because he comes really quickly...
Yeah, that's something he can do. Anything. He can't do anything about that.
Okay.
It's not like it's urine he can hold back. It is a biology that leaves the station and that's it.
But doesn't that like mind over matter that you can just like hold it back for like about an hour and then all of a sudden, kabam?
No,
brother.
Oh, okay.
That's you guys.
That's only for girls.
What?
That's only for girls. Only girls can do that. Hold it back.
I don't know if girls can do it. Although, most of them I know have done a pretty good job of holding it back.
Couldn't he like pull out, stop?
Right. That's right. That's what he needs to do is sort of master himself. He needs
slow his roll.
He needs to figure out how to deal with his rhythm, his quick draw.
Yeah, is he a rabbit?
Whether he masturbates. Listen, and he may need to masturbate more. He may need to stop. He may wear condoms. There's things he can do.
Okay, so
he got to get on. He can even get on Viagra, so he continues the erection after he ejaculates.
Oh, and you sound a little nutty.
Do I?
Yeah. What's up?
How's
are you little? You a little nutty?
Hey, a little energy.
You have an energy to you. Like, okay, let me. I'm gonna put Ann on hold so I can finish my thought. But there's some people that will let you finish 3/4 to 7/8 of your thought. Of your sentence, of your dialogue, but they'll hop on the last word and a half almost every time.
But then kind of, it's a little bit of, not only that, yeah, yes, yes, uh-huh, and?
Yeah, right? And you'll say something like, it's like they'll go, you'll go, you got a couple options. You could use some Viagra, you could go to your doctor and take a, they'll always hack off the end of your option, like a moil whacking a foreskin off. You know what I mean?
Exactly like that.
And it's always...
It's the image I had, too, strangely enough.
Really?
No.
Okay. You guys aren't Jewish, are you?
No, not that I last checked.
But the point is...
Well, they're not even circumcised.
It's a weird energy, and I don't know what that is.
Maybe just anxiety.
Okay. Anne?
Ooh, yep.
But she's also a little angry at the guy for not doing something about this that he's sort of genetically wired to do. I mean, he has a clock... you know, every guy has a clock in his balls.
Okay.
And this guy has like a 3-minute egg timer, and some people have calendars.
Bubba.
You know what I mean? Bubba's okay. got a calendar.
Yes.
He's got one of those 14-monthers, too. It's not the 12.
With exactly. Those little window ones from Christmas time.
Yeah. All right, so Ann.
Yes.
There's not a whole lot you can do to change this stuff other than kind of work with it and make the best of
yeah.
it. But you're not going to turn him into something other.
Nor is volition really the issue here.
Is what? What'd you say?
Volition. He can't wish it or try to control it back. But he can try to work with it. And that he should definitely be doing.
Okay.
All right, baby doll.
Thank you.
All right. See? I gave her that speech, and then it was like she took a Quaalude after that. Scared to talk. You know what we've learned? I'll tell you what I've learned from this show, other than I hate everyone under 17. The other important thing I've learned is everybody's just wired a certain way. And we got a society, there's billions of dollars in telling people you can change. You know, there's billions of dollars in trying to get bald guys from losing their hair and fat people to lose their ass and guys who come too fast to start coming slower. It's a billion, multi-billion dollar a year business to change stuff. And then there's a lot of blame assigned, too. Like, you know, fat people, oh, you're lazy, have some self-respect. Guy that comes too fast, come on, buddy, squirrely, he's anxious. The reality is some guys takes it a half hour to bust a nut. Some guys it takes half a minute. That's how God made him. Just like the guy who goes bald at 21. Just like the guy's got the pear-shaped ass. And on the good side, just like the guy's got the big guns with the vein running through it and doesn't bust a nut for 45 minutes. But he doesn't need any praise, and the guy busting nut in 10 seconds doesn't need any abuse, even though we've dealt out quite a bit of it over the years.
Tonight,
but
more even.
Doesn't this fall under that heading?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just everything is just sort of whatever everything is.
Right.
Like, bad skin is bad skin. It's not because you eat chocolate.
There's a gene-environment interaction. I mean, whatever you're born with, and then what the environment does with those genes. But then once that's all turned on and whatever, that's pretty much it. And then you're working with it.
But
you're not changing it.
The dude could, like, work on it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Work
like,
with it, really.
Yeah, work
just,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
he
I
could,
agree.
You know, I give a damn.
Well, that's what we're sort of picking up on. He doesn't
but
really
here's what the guys got to do. They got to get down. They got to they gotta do the oral on the chest.
Yeah.
That's what you got
to
do.
They got to be down there for a
that's
while.
That's the price you got to pay.
Right.
That's your penance right there, Drew. That's your
it's
punishment.
It's not a penance, it's a compensation.
I mean, compensation
yeah,
right there.
Because I don't think they would care if you're down there for like an hour or
hell
so,
no.
And then you give them like good 3-minute, you know, wham bang, and then they'll be fine, right?
They care, though.
They care?
Do?
Some.
Yeah,
some do, some don't.
All right.
See, I say the meter starts when you get down there.
For some, it's the meter shuts off as soon as you finish down there, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you could log a half-hour lovemaking session with 28 of it spent down there. You see what I'm saying?
And for many, if not maybe, perhaps most, that would be quite adequate.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, true.
So your plan is good, Adam. Just
thank
relax.
You.
You're fine.
No,
you're fine, buddy.
No,
you're fine.
Not,
you're fine. No, seriously. No, yeah.
You know, Drew.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Silas?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah, I got a good Germany or Florida.
All right. The way this game is played, by the way, is I'm going to tell Sendog and Bobo about this, which is we figured out that all bizarre evil either emanates from Florida or Germany.
Mm-hmm.
All the weird stories you hear on the internet, it's always Florida or Germany. So Silas is going to tell us the bizarre story, and then we'll guess, Florida or Germany.
Okay.
Here's the theme. I mean, Germany or Florida. That's the theme.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Silas.
All right. This guy dies, and he stipulates in his will that in order to inherit anything, his family has to attend a wake on the second floor of his house. Turns out that he had sawn through the support beams, and the floor collapsed. All mourners therein were killed.
Wow.
Wow.
And again, people are getting the idea they can call us about weird events from history. So it doesn't, you know, we may not have heard about it because it happened in 1840 or something.
Right, yeah. If it involves a guy with the Kaiser in his title, we don't need it. Now, as a former construction worker and carpenter, this sounds highly unlikely that you'd
be able to
do this.
Well, that's why I was thinking about an old building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, those buildings from the 19th century where they have, like, big beams in the middle of the...
It doesn't sound like... Paralamps or glue lamp beams or steel or anything like that.
But then Germany has lots of old buildings.
I'm going Germany.
You're
going Germany?
Yeah.
All right. We all send dog Germany?
Yeah, I never heard of that going down in the United States. So.
All right, we're all going Germany. Silas,
good
Germany.
Call. Yep,
yeah,
Germany.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's how you play.
Good story.
Germany or Florida. Thank you.
Good story, Silas.
Yeah, good, but...
Yeah, by standards of what we've been getting for the last couple of days.
You don't believe it, do you really?
Did it happen?
Well, like I said, I was a carpenter. What do you do? You saw through halfway through all of the ceiling joists, and then how come the thing doesn't just fall under its own weight?
Right.
And how come when the first person walks on that, everyone gets on it, and then it all collapses simultaneously?
It's a little bit of a cartoon quality.
When did the guy hatch his plan? When he was in his 30s?
Right. That's like Wile E. Coyote would do.
Yeah, but the guy... If he has a will and everything, he allegedly dies of old age, dies when he's 80, 85 years old. What's he up there at 81,
mm-hmm.
hacking through all the ceiling joists?
Measuring, yeah.
All right.
Measuring stresses on the floor.
Courtney?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I guess I could tell you how I got to this point. Pretty much, I want to get over being reserved and conservative in bed. I had this brought up to me by my ex-boyfriend, which I didn't really know I was that conservative, but he kind of left me for somebody else and said that it was because I wasn't willing to do anything, but he never really brought it up to me because...
Well, he's an ass. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I definitely know that now, but...
What do you mean by conservative, though? Like what? Like, you letting your hair down? You letting them fly in there or what?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, ever since this got brought up to me, I started, I want to be a better lover. I realize this. You know, it could be a problem, something like that in the future, so I want to get better.
What is it you're doing? What is it you're doing or not doing?
She's not doing it. She's self-conscious.
I think it is a subconscious thing. I'm not exactly sure because I've tried all kinds of positions, I know how to get off, but it's hard for me to get off with a guy because it just takes forever. So that might be part of it.
All right, hold on a second. Here's the problem. When women, it's like either you can dance or you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you try to tell somebody to dance, you can't really dance. They just look like some skinny, drunken guy from a wedding video who's just making an ass of himself. He's like a CPA, and he's loosening up his tie, and he just looks like an idiot. When you tell a woman is not sexy to sex it up, they look like a guy who's just wearing a bra and high heels and doing their version of what a guy would do when they're wooden. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. I don't think you can go that route. Like,
That's what I'm trying to wonder. What is she? She may be just fine.
She might be fine. A, she might find a guy who's as boring as she is sexually. But number two, you want to help a guy out. Let him run a porn movie while he's nailing you. There's something you can do, and you don't have to move a muscle.
Yeah, he can kind of show her a way and kind of bring it out of her,
Yeah, it's up to the guy. The guy's got to do it. Woman's just got to be pliable.
She has to be there.
Has to be there.
Yeah.
And, a couple of wine coolers aren't going to hurt. I mean, let's be honest.
Some state of near consciousness, what you're saying, right?
Near.
Near consciousness.
I agree with that. I'm open to all of it. I'm open to watching porns. I'm open to...
What specifically? I've not heard yet what he was complaining about specifically.
That's my thing. I'm not exactly sure. I've pretty much broken out of my shell since, about 4 or 5 months have gone by, and he still says the other girl was better, and that is
he's just being an abusive idiot. Don't come on.
Yeah, he's an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if you didn't want to try any positions or something like that, but you're saying you're down to play ball with him. And he's still crumming on you, so I think that's just him being an idiot.
Plus, some guys, too, and it's an interesting strategy. They get busted cheating, and they just turn it. A lot of guys, they don't have a defense. They just have an offense. They get busted cheating. All of a sudden, they find somebody's got low self-esteem, and they just turn the mirror on them.
Of course.
They start complaining. Next thing you know, the chick gets on the defense. She starts backpedaling, and you forget all about him screwing your friend.
Really,
the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's a bad.
And he's screwing with your self-esteem.
Yeah, it's a bad.
Just find some guy. But listen, what are some no calorie burning things a woman can do to spice up a sex life?
You've done it.
Let the guy turn the porn on. That's a nice. That's something. Yeah. Doesn't cost you a penny. Mm-mm. A couple of kilowatts, maybe.
You guys want to see enthusiasm. Yeah. Not necessarily energy expenditure, but just to know that you're...
I'm just saying, what can you do that's got... Well, you don't have to change a thing.
Yeah, right.
Turn on the porn. That's good. Guy, let him turn the light on a little bit. Ah, you know what everyone needs? Everyone needs the dimmer switch in their bedroom. Because
yes.
Here's the deal. Dark is no good. I mean, when you can't see your hand in front of your face, that's no good sexually. But the, you know, on the other hand, you don't want to see a pimple on an ass winking at you either, because it's like a, it's like you're doing surgery in there. You know what I mean? You don't want too much light.
Right.
You got to set it just right. You know what I'm saying? So you need that. Also, you need a lock on your bedroom door, too. You don't need anybody coming in there while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. But let the guy turn the light up a little bit. Let the guy turn the porn on a little bit. Yeah? That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking, if she doesn't want to spend much energy but wants to get more involved, I would just let the guy not spend any energy.
Yeah.
She just, whatever she does is fine.
Guy's an a-hole, though.
But she sounds like she's trying to throw down, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds pretty interesting to me.
And then there's always the back door. That's, you know, the ultimate prize.
Back door lover.
No, we're going to take a break.
We are?
Yeah.
Cody?
Hello.
You're 16?
Yep.
You like biting and being bit?
Well, that wasn't my main question. My main question was, is there ever, like, a time where you have, like, a fetish, like, being bit and biting, and there isn't, you know, some deep psychological reason behind it?
All right. That's related to the same question. All right, hold on a second. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can tell there's nothing deep psychological going wrong with Cody.
No, Cody, shake her head. Sounds like a paint can. Kidding me? All right, but here's... We'll get back to this, but it's an interesting question. Can you like something a little bit weird and not be effed up? That,
yes.
Can that just specifically be your thing?
Yes.
But you ain't screwed up.
So we'll return to talk about Adam
Bobo,
and his big jug preoccupation.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah, there we go.
Bobo, send dog both here from Cypress Hill. Be Real will be around here in the next, when he's good and ready. I guess that's the new Be Real.
Wow.
And Smokeout taking place this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Imagine you can still get tickets just because... The place probably holds
huge.
80 million people, but some big names playing this week.
Linkin Park and DMX, Pennywise, Papa Roach, Body Count, the original,
You go there just to see one of those bands.
Super Joint Ritual.
And then, of course, Cypress Hill. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. Cypress Hill in here tonight. Bobo and Sendog both here. Be Real may or may not be here.
You know what?
We don't need him anymore. We're doing fine without him. We did first break.
Huh?
It was a little rocky at the beginning. I think we're all out.
We all
felt his absence. Mm-hmm. But we can hit our stride toward the end, and I think we've become cohesive.
It'd be weird now if he shows up.
Yeah. It'll throw us off.
Yeah.
We're together now.
We got a team here.
Yeah, we're together.
And we got a little synergy here. And also, what we have here is a symmetry. That's what I want to say. We got two and two here. Fifth, man, that's a fifth wheel. That'll throw you right off.
Yeah.
That's a third.
It won't work.
That's a third boob. We don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't need a third nut or a third boob or what else, Drew?
A third eye.
I don't need a...
Third nostril.
No, I could use a third
eye. Nostril?
Yeah. No,
third
take
ear.
One of those two. I do coke out of that one and breathe out of the other ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Finally.
You need an extra
finally
one.
Breathe out the other one.
You need a drug nostril.
Yeah.
that's what I need.
That makes sense.
Everyone knows that's called a drug port.
Drug port. You know what? I'm thinking that people in the future may have a drug port. Like, instead of the nostrils and the lungs and the shooting and the veins and everything, you just have a universal jack, like, on your hip, just above, like, your left hip. You just plug in, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's pot, doesn't matter if it's coke or speed or X, booze, whatever. It all goes in there. Hands are free. I can talk.
You'd make a killing off your inventions.
Yeah, my shotgun beer. You could hook the beer bong right. You snap it right into that.
Mm-hmm. I'd get one.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I'd get two of them.
You plug the. It's a universal drug jack. We call it. You just snap that jack right in there, and it's fine. And that way, so you know, I like to talk, Drew.
No,
it's hard to get drunk and talk at the same time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to get you.
It makes a gurgling sound.
I was going to have you get a gastrostomy tube for that.
So I could just pump the grain alcohol
and
into
the
that and never
and
stop
stuff.
Talking.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see the infomercial now.
Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
The big smokeout, the sixth annual smokeout, is going to take place this Saturday. And that is at, oh, well, where the hell is that? That's at the Orange Fairgrounds.
Yeah, the Orange Fairgrounds.
That's right.
San Bernardino.
It's just a stone's throw away from Los Angeles. Probably a little closer if you're in the Arizona, Nevada area, actually. We'll hop back to the phones and speak to Cody, who's 16. Cody?
Hello.
Yeah, so you like a little biting.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think there's anything, you don't think you have any problems other than that?
Yeah, I was like, you know, because you had a girl on before, and like instantaneously you went, well, did your dad leave? Were you abused?
Yeah, yeah, that's our job.
And I was thinking, well, I like, you know, biting and being bitten, and I can't think of a single goddamn thing.
Until you like biting?
Mm-hmm.
Make you what?
Huh? What?
Do you like biting until there's blood drawn?
No.
Okay, well, that was what sort of got us down that path with the other girl.
Oh, okay.
She liked drawing blood.
Just a little Pac-Man love.
Now, what I did say was that biting is an expression of aggression, mm-hmm. and it's usually primitive aggression. And there are reasons that people get into that, but it doesn't mean that you're totally messed up. It doesn't mean anything specifically. It was just that she really.
Yeah.
There's some other things about her.
I'll tell you what means you're messed up, though. When you call the radio show to announce that you're not messed up, it usually makes us suspicious. Yeah?
Yeah, it does. That's true.
Yeah. I know.
Sure.
No, listen. I know you're very sarcastic.
I am very sarcastic.
Yeah. Well, you seem a little angry. What's up?
I'm not angry.
Well, why'd you call us and bother us?
Because I'm curious to know if people can, like, have fetishes without being f***ed up.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, I see.
Boy.
You see, remember I said a little angry?
Yes. She's mad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, it's funny. If you saw her in real life, she's probably cute, and you end up getting
blinded
distracted
by that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's blinded, but it's at least
You miss things, yeah.
Yeah, you miss things.
Like, she's only 16. Imagine, like, 21.
Well, our listeners didn't get to hear the little F-bomb.
She dropped the F-bomb. But here's the point. You can tell more about a person by just listening to their tone and their cadence and their voice than you can if you see them. You know, people want to know, how do you know so much? You haven't even met the person, you haven't even seen the person. That screws things up.
It's better not
to see them.
Yeah.
Cody a little angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
now, here's the deal. You want to dig at it, or you just want to screw her?
Dig.
You do?
Yeah.
This is going to be tough. Cody.
Anderson, get rid of her, Cody?
I think she hung up.
She's pissed now.
Probably hung up.
She's pissed off.
Hung up because we put her on hold.
Well, here's the thing. 10 seconds earlier, I called her angry, and then she denied it, and then dropped the F-bomb. Cody?
Hey, I'm still here. I didn't hang up.
There? All right. So, I think you're angry.
Yeah, I'm a little angry.
Why? What's up?
I don't know. Just part of my personality, I guess.
Okay, well, why?
Why? Why, do you
why
think
is that,
that
part
is?
Of your personality?
I have no idea.
Well, okay. Everyone good to you growing up? Do you have any reason to be angry?
I don't think so.
You just like being bitchy for the hell of it, or what?
Sure, I guess.
No, yeah. Cody, those kind of answers don't wash.
Yeah. Why? Well, could be.
They don't
wash.
Could
just be kind of sort of spoiled.
You spoiled?
No.
You cute?
I've been told so. I don't think so, though.
All right, that's
maybe
good.
That's why you're mad.
Your parents still together?
Yep.
And they treat you right?
Yep.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
One younger brother.
Aha. Is your dad? What's your dad do? Your dad makes a good living. He's an attorney or something.
No, he's an illustrator.
How much pot do you smoke, Cody?
Ooh.
I don't.
Are you been depressed at all?
I used to be depressed when I was like 13.
Yeah, depression at 13, a little unusual.
Dad's an illustrator. He's got to be on the weed. What kind of illustrator? What does he do?
He works at Hanson Dodge in Sutter, or just Hanson Dodge now.
That's right.
Down there on Main Street?
Sutter's got a golden parachute and cut loose early.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about that last night? What's he illustrate over there?
For, like, advertisements.
Uh-huh.
He does, like, the Journal Sentinel newspaper boxes. he has, like, illustrations all like that, and, like, for, like, you know, just, like, normal advertisements.
Uh-huh. All right.
Magazines and stuff.
All right. He's a good guy. You like him?
Yeah. He's cool.
You have a good, yeah? You have a good life?
Yeah.
He's your biological father?
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, some of this irritability and stuff we're hearing may be depression, Cody.
Yeah.
And you, maybe your biological... If you're sort of saying you everything's been sort of developmentally and psychologically perfect for you, maybe you're sort of biologically inclined to depression, and maybe that's where that anger is coming from, that irritability. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever. Let me look into it. What do you do?
Well, 16, she knows everything. Why should she
listen? Well, what do you do? Do you go to a doctor? What do you do?
She was just curious, and we're just answering. She doesn't have to do anything if she doesn't bother by symptoms.
Well, but what if somebody is irritable and they're angry and their life is good and their parents are good?
At 16, nothing.
Nothing? No. It's just a pain in the ass? Is there a 6-year-old chick who's not a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Who?
They're out there. They're not the cute ones like this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is that? Speaking of Illustrator, I was thinking about, like... you know, once in a while I pick up the newspaper, I look at the funnies, and I read, like, Peanuts, mm-hmm. and I realize how badly it sucks and how much... And then it's like, well, it sucked when Schultz was alive, and it sucks now. And then I thought to myself, hey, if you don't have anything today or this week, don't do it. Like, just leave it blank.
Yeah.
I just realized, like, just once in a while I see, like, a USA, like, they have their poll, and on USA Today, the poll's in, like, the lower left, and they'll go... Americans, their consumption of garbanzo beans by age group. And I think to myself, okay, you don't have anything. You got nothing today.
Let it go.
Just leave it blank. Put a square there. That'll let me know that instead of something crappy, you chose to do nothing.
That's right.
I respect that.
Maybe we got to give that coaching, that those words to most of the sort of television programmers.
Yeah.
Too.
Maybe you don't have a show for this week.
Just white noise.
Yeah, look, if you're doing another comic strip of Peanuts where Lucy's going to move the ball just before Charlie Brown goes for the field goal, you got nothing. You got nothing. Just don't put anything there. Or just put like a little PSA, like kids, don't smoke. Yeah, a little positive.
I agree.
How about a little positive affirmation? Hey, looking good. Yeah, something like that. You don't have anything. That's fine. Sure. If you start looking at USA Today and start looking at the little stuff, the little polls or number of Americans who, you realize they got nothing almost every day. And if you look at the funny pages, you just start going down and realizing, Marmaduke, there's nothing. They got nothing. And here's the thing. Evidently, it's a tall order to make something funny on a daily basis. You just gotta admit it's too tall an order and just quit. And it's like, again,
let's be real. Sorry.
Wait, what's going on? Phone's ringing?
Yeah.
Weatherman should do the same thing. Like, if it's going to be 73 and a little cloudy or something, you got nothing.
Weatherman tonight on a local Los Angeles station, I think it was 5, might have been 9, was apologizing saying he can't predict where it's going, don't know where it came from, nobody expected anything like this, and what are you going to do?
Well, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I thought, wow. I want people to say I got nothing. I want the weather guy to go, I got nothing tonight. Let's just extend the sports.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's all right.
I agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd respect the guy for that. Tina?
Yes.
You're 21?
What's up, Adam and Drew, Cypress Hill?
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You tell us what's
going on. See, we're like Tina. See how the people make you feel the moment you engage with them.
Tina's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Tina?
Well, I'm 21 years old, and I have a little problem with guys. See, I'm very, like, black. I can't even pass for light skin and dark skin, but I'm pretty much like a rocker. You know, I wear my spikes and my spike belt, and I like black guys, and I like white guys, and it just, I have a problem because most of the black guys I like are not really into rock like I am, and then most of the white guys I like not really into rap like I'm into, so... I kind of fall in between. I don't really seem to hold anybody's interest. I don't understand.
Why? Who cares about the music so much?
Yeah,
no offense to Cypress Hill, but listen. I think she's
talking more like lifestyle, like the way she looks or appears to be. You know, like
right. Okay. Know? Well, I mean, you got to find a guy that's into you. And by the way, white guys should be pretending like they're into rap because they're scared. He understands what white guys do. Oh, no, I'm hip, my man. Word up. Give me 8. You know, you become like the white cop on Sanford and Son, where you go, far up.
Now, you know I know how to talk hip-hop.
Drew knows hip-hop. Anderson, find Drew talking hip-hop.
Go, Drew.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
You see
Dr.
that?
Drew in the hizzy.
Well, shizzle my nizzle.
Yeah. So, hey, Tina.
Yes, yes.
But why don't you got no play, player?
There you go.
Well, I got two guys right now. They're like totally different, and one is he has like a band, everything, white guy, but a little nervous to bring me home to mom. And then the other guys are just a straight out gangster.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Hey, what do you look like?
I don't know if I can bring him home to mom. So,
hey, what do you look like? Like, describe yourself.
Okay, well, dark skin. Uh-huh. I'm about, I am 5'4" and a half. I weigh like 155 pounds, and I'm thick black girl shape. You know, the big hips. You know, I got C cup, whatever going on, and I'm a pretty attractive young lady. If I do say so myself. I don't have no problem getting them. The problem with keep this, they're interested for a minute, then they can't figure me out.
Yeah.
Do you scare them?
Scare me.
I possibly could. Possibly. What's scary about me?
Just to overwhelm them. You know, it's something about relationships. You need to maintain a healthy distance. You know what I mean? There's sort of an optimal distance that everybody needs to maintain in a relationship. And some people just blow right through those boundaries and just, you know, intrude, and people start pushing back. And guys are very much that way.
They may not know what to do,
right?
How to handle that.
And plus, it most guys want to relax a little. Once they get past the sex, they want to just sort of relax. And if every day's Halloween, it seems like it's too much work.
Too
you
much
know?
Energy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that bad. I don't wear the makeup, right. But I do wear my spikes every day on my wrist.
No, but she means like if you just can't turn it off. If you can't just cool down and
what I mean is some people, like, I always wonder about this, if people commit to a certain life and then it becomes they have to do that every day. Like, I always think about the guys that are like rockabilly guys. They always got to drive a beat up 50s car. They always have to have their hair slicked back. They got to wear boots and jeans. And if they want to go to the corner to get a quart of milk, they can't just put some sweatpants on and a t-shirt. They got to get their whole outfit on and stuff, and it's just gonna be a pain in the ass. It's like every day you gotta it's like dressing up. It's like you're in some sort of army, and this is the uniform. Mm-hmm. You know, what about the flexibility of just making a declaration of hey, I'm into whatever's good, I like this a little more than that, but I don't have to start dressing that way, and I'll date whoever I'm attracted to, whether black or white or hip-hop or into AC/DC. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Tina is a little manicky.
See, maybe, Tina feels it feels like a commitment to be with Tina.
Yeah.
Like you gotta embrace the lifestyle. You gotta be in the cult of Tina.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's gonna be trouble.
She kind of sounds like she doesn't know what she wants. Just like if she wants to be like a thug's girlfriend or this rocker dude's girlfriend, like she's kind of like stuck in the middle. Like,
yeah,
what turns her on more? You know?
Hey, Tina.
Yes.
Tina, I'll tell you what you need to do.
What is
you need? Do you smoke pot?
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh. And that hasn't even slowed you down, huh?
Nah. Uh-uh.
Maybe you need to start eating pot. That really slows you down. Now, listen. Tina, here's what you need to do. You need to step outside the spikes, the music, and just find a guy you like and let him get to know Tina.
Right.
Not rocker Tina, not black Tina, just Tina.
Right. Oh, no, you didn't.
All right, baby doll. Tina's on his chick scared going to
bite. I'm scared of her right
bite
now.
Bite your dong off, you know? Once in a while, like, you go to the woman, like you go, like, hey, baby, I could sex you up. And they go, I'm going to F you all night. You're like,
uh-oh. Yeah, get that Phyllis Diller laugh going,
yeah,
too.
That crazy laugh. All right, Send Dog's here tonight. Bobo's here tonight from Cypress Hill.
Soul Assassins.
We'll ourselves a little bit of a break. Big smoke out coming up this Saturday, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. What?
Nastasia Kinski played Tesla d'Urbervilles in a movie.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Cypress Hill here tonight. Bobo, yes, send dog here tonight. Be real.
MIA.
He's dead to me, man. I don't even know that name. I'll tell you what. I may not even let him give me a bud next time I see him.
Whoa.
I don't want it.
You're taking it to an extreme, man. He's hurt.
It's kind of weird that he's not here. I got kind of worried about him.
I'll be like, all right, this will be the last novelty-sized bud I take from you. But don't get cocky. This can be the last one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Things are looking good over there. You might want to take it anyways.
Playing the 6th annual Cypress Hill Smokeout, by the way, that's coming up this Saturday. It's at the Orange Fairgrounds.
Yes, that's right.
And what time are the gates open?
Well, I think it's going to be like 11. I think it says 12 to 12, you know. But usually it runs into 1 or 2 in the morning. All the time it just goes over.
Now, don't you guys, like, I know that from doing enough of these things that if you go past, they pick a time, it's like midnight, for the insurance, for the security, for the stage people, for all the lighting and the tech people, it's like, I don't know, something ridiculous. Like it's like $5,000 every 15 minutes or something once, or maybe more, once you pass a certain threshold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys must have to deal with that too, right? I mean.
Yeah, there's sometimes. But usually some of those places are run by like a union or something, and they have to be like on the dot, or else
that's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. I mean, if you guys are going midnight to midnight, or I'm sorry, 12 to midnight, and someone's running long, and it's cost the meter's running. I mean, it's thousands of dollars a minute. Aren't you just going to run out and pull the plug, or shoot somebody with a crossbow or something?
I don't know. I mean, we've gone over a few years. Not that I know.
They just spark up another.
Hasn't come out of my pocket, so I'm all right.
Let me tell you something. That's what rock's all about.
Yeah.
That's what Cypress Hill's all about. They don't care about the man. They don't care about the bottom line. They don't care about a buck. They care about the kids having a good time.
We just do it.
Getting their money's worth. And
that's
if something happens, something happens. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys got there to eat? Like jerk chicken and hot dogs,
man,
on a stick?
Man, it's got the whole thing. It's like a big, huge food court.
I have a filet mignon and Alaskan crab and stuff like that in my dressing room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you guys got. The kids are eating frozen fish sticks, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, there's good food. There's like burritos and hot dogs and hamburgers and
there
stuff.
There we go.
I tell you, it's a fairground, so that, you know, it has decent food, not like.
I think we've tapped into something here, which is this is why this country kicks the ass of every other country in the world, which is when you go, here's what I'm going to say. You go to the ballpark, you go to the, especially if you go to the racetrack or something, here's your choice. Racetrack food. They do everything. They set the price. They set the quality. It's all that. So what do you get? You get a hot dog for $7. It sucks, right? I mean, that's what you get. You get S food. You go to one of these things, and I've been to a bunch of them, and it's every man for themselves. It's booze competing against each other. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you got some Philly cheesesteak, you got some jerk chicken,
yes,
you got some catfish, you got some ribs, and it's reasonable,
game
and
on.
It's good, and it's game on. And that's what this country is about.
Competition.
Yes, yes. The ballpark, that's the communists. That's what you get. You get a long line and an $8 hot dog. Yes?
Yes.
God bless America.
Time for one call.
That's right.
Well, listen, I think my patriotic message
way
is more important than
anything.
Any screwed up kids.
Than anything, Adam. Yeah. Sure.
Sherry?
Cherie.
Cherie? You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Last night.
Oh, yeah. You were all screwed up last night?
No.
All
right. I called, though.
We were shooting heroin, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I take your advice, but I couldn't go to the hospital last night because I couldn't get a ride, but I had my old man come pick me up from school.
Your old man?
Yeah.
Your father?
No, my boyfriend.
15? Calling someone the old man?
Yeah. Let me explain. Let me say something, too. There's a little confusion about the old man versus the dad. The old man is the boyfriend.
Yeah, but at 15. If you were at 19, I understood.
Okay.
15?
Well, he is my old man. He's 28.
He's
my old man.
Wow. He's a little bit more than that.
Sure. Anyway, so what did they do for you? Put you on some antibiotics?
Yeah.
Some Keflex or something? Cipro, Keflex?
This guy sounds like a delight, by the way. He's dating a 15-year-old who's slamming heroin.
At least he's...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, see, I had a staph infection about a year ago.
Right, you mentioned that last night. And now you've got another one.
Yeah, and I was on like 4 different prescriptions because it just wouldn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put me on
Cipro.
It starts with a Z.
Zithromax?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think that's going to work.
I think that's what they put me on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So the question is,
I'm really going to try and stop doing heroin.
Yeah. Well, that's something you can't try to stop doing. That's something you can choose to get treatment for, and maybe, hopefully, it will stop.
Yeah.
But it's not something you can control by yourself. That's just the nature of the condition. So get some treatment, okay?
Get some treatment.
Yeah.
And drop the old man while you're at it.
I can't.
I know. He's a horrible criminal. Believe me. You'll know. And believe me, and we hear this all the time, you'll be 25 or you'll be 30 or you'll be 40, and you might not be, actually, if you don't quit doing the dope. But you'll get older, you'll look back on this, and you'll realize what a creep this guy was.
By 20, she'll be shuddering.
Yeah, you'll shudder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of my ex-girlfriends are doing.
Well, for different reasons. Yeah.
I know. All right, we're going to take a little break. Cypress Hill here tonight, Smoke Out this Saturday. And
Smoke Out, baby.
We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. Cypress Hill tonight. Bobo and Sendog both here. Be real. We hear is getting closer to the studio.
He's en route.
He went to Westwood One.
Yes, Westwood One. That's where I was going.
He should be here in time for the morning show. That's my that's my prediction. Surprise guest on Kevin and Bean tomorrow.
Perfect.
Be real. All right, the 6th annual Smokeout is what we're talking about. That's at the Orange Fairgrounds, and that is this Saturday. And Linkin Park's going to be in here, and they were in here the other night. And DMX is going to be there. And Pennywise. Pennywise has a pretty huge following. Oh, look who's here.
Wow.
Mr. Showbiz. Look at him.
Total rock and roller.
Where the hell were you?
Well, you know,
this is an outrage.
There's some dirty bastards who owe me money, so I went to collect it.
All right, you know the beauty of this show? I know other shows would care. We don't care. And don't take that as a compliment, necessarily, either.
Well, hey, you know.
We're fine when guests show, and we're fine when they don't show, and we're fine when they show halfway into the show. I don't know why that is. I look at it as more me time, Drew. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, more time for you to talk.
Yeah, it's been
a great
show.
More talking.
I've been listening to all the talking.
Thank you. I'll be real. It's great to see you, buddy.
It's great to see you guys, too, man. I almost didn't see you guys because, you know, totally didn't know that you guys had moved. Nobody told me.
I was on the way over there, too.
See, I did something I never do. I assumed that you guys were still over there.
Yeah, we moved about, it's been 3 months.
Something like that, yeah.
But I did that when I went to visit Stryker, too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You went to the wrong wrong studio. Well, let me ask you, B, because sure. I know I was just asking Bobo about this and have a good answer. If the show is 12 to 12...
Right.
What happens when you run over 12? Does it cost you thousands of dollars?
Well, usually they give you a fine, but, you know, if you have a good relationship with them, you know, they might go easy depending how much time that is. If it's like 5-10 minutes, it's no big deal. But if you go like an hour, then they have to, you know, because it's union and everything. So
right. And how many people can this Orange Fairgrounds hold?
This is the huge one, right?
Well, yeah, this is the original place, which... you know, it's basically, there's really no limit to how many we can fit because they'll still open it up. You know, if people come.
It'll just keep getting wider.
Yeah. So I think on the third one, which was our biggest, you know, the one with this show was, I think, about 65,000 people.
Yeah. I remember him saying 50,000.
Yeah, somewhere around that mark. And,
we're gonna see if we can. We'll see if we can eclipse that record.
We gotta
get 100 this year.
We gotta get 100.
Yeah, we gotta get 100 this year, man. You know, it's the West Coast Woodstock. Let's do it, baby. Come on.
Yeah, 6th annual. Can you believe that?
When are you going to come host it for us, man?
I'm coming out on the 10th.
I mean, everybody already...
because
that's
I'm gonna
a special
make,
one,
I'm
going
to make sure it's established, and I'm going to be there for the special one.
Well, you want to be there for the 10th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. That'll be all right.
I got to go to Jimmy's birthday party this Saturday, by the way. He gets angry if you don't show up.
Mm. Well, that should be
fun. And let me tell you something. You got to get him a nice gift, and it's tough.
Really?
He's got a lot of stuff. Yeah, so you get him something barbecue related.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm going to do, I think? I wish someone would do this for me. I did get someone to do this for me, but
he's giving
they only
you
did one
there,
thing.
Drew.
I want. You know what I want? I want the beer of the month, the wine of the month, the coffee of the month. I want to sign up for a big of the month thing, right? It's a nice gift because instead of getting them some gift certificate that they lose or something crappy
something shows up
they forget, every month you get a couple bottles of nice wine or you get a couple sacks of nice coffee all from different parts of the world and all that stuff. And I'm even thinking about just buying that for myself. But it's weird to buy yourself of the month stuff.
What about a sack of wheat of the month?
I'd be up for that, too.
You didn't mention that. I noticed that one.
That would be a great business, but I just... I get the feeling that the man would get involved with that and bum your high a little
keep
bit.
Keep it on the hush.
But the of the month is...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
Coming up with great ideas tonight.
Yeah,
I've been hearing. I was listening. Yes.
Later on, I'm going to tell you about my attack crows. Because this is something I really feel strongly about. I know you guys have to travel with some security. Forget about them. Lose them. I don't know what these guys cost. It got to be a couple grand a month, whatever. Attack crows. First off, you don't have to pay them anything. You just have to feed them. Number two, they never come in the building. They don't. No sexual harassment. There's no trouble with them. They don't get drunk and urinate on a potted plant. They just sit out front of the building. That's it. They all just wait for you to come back out.
They look about as mean as the 300-pound guy.
Yeah, they do. There's like 15 of them, and they just circle around. You walk around. They're over your head. Any trouble, they just come down. And I don't care how big you are. I don't care if you're 12th degree black belt. Crows coming at your head. You're just a you're flailing.
And then the
point
when you came up with this idea, we didn't know is that crows apparently are very smart birds.
They're crafty.
And very mean.
They're mean. They're just what you want in security. They got a beak. They got the talons. They fly. No 350-pound ex-football player blew his knee out could do that, right? And they're mean as hell. They're smart as hell. And you get a whole bunch of them. I mean, there's abundance of these things. And they just, and I was saying, like, I want the police force to use these things, too. Like, there's a hostage situation. Get the attack crows. And they're expendable.
Right.
So one takes a bullet. No big deal. We got tons of crows out here.
Yeah, you throw them in the oven later on, right?
Yeah, eat the crow. Just stuff it, put on the mantle. Whatever you want. It's no tear shed if a crow dies, right? Nah. But mean as hell. And if you're a guy and you're holding a gun and you're standing out front of a bank, crows coming at you. Like those North Hollywood bank robbers, they're spraying bullets everywhere. What a bunch of crows were coming at their head the whole time. You can't shoot a crow and they're all jumping on your head. All you can do is run when a crow's coming after you. And you have like 20 of them and they're all pawing and you're going for the eyes. You could train. We could train crows to do this.
Iraq now.
We'd be
a utopia.
They could probably find Bin Laden.
Yeah.
So where do you find a crow trainer?
You could train.
I'll work that out later.
Here's the thing. They're smart. Look, they can train eagles and hawks and stuff. They land on the guy's arm. They go fly around. They come back and land. You know, guys, they have hawks at the airport. The guys train the hawks to keep the seagulls and pigeons away so they don't get sucked up into the jet engines. I could teach crows to do my bidding. I could train them. Yes?
You'd be the crow trainer.
I'd be the crow trainer.
Oh, that's interesting.
You'd be the crow trainer. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here's how I would call them.
B-Real is very excited to have walked in the middle of this conversation, by the way.
This is
very
great.
Excited.
It's one of those good ideas that Bobo
is talking about. I think this is strong. They fly and they're mean. And they're smart.
Brianna.
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay. Like, when I was like 4 or so, like, bad stuff happened. I'm a pretty messed up person, as of course I'm calling the show. Mm-hmm. And some stuff has happened to me and stuff. Like, could that, like, affect your, like, girlness inside?
What? You have to be a lot more specific.
You're sexually abused?
Yeah.
By who?
Uncle.
uncle. See, my crows could have stopped that.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy pulls his pecker out, they go right for it. He's running with his pants around his ankles, screaming for mercy.
And what's happening now?
Like now, like when I'm with my boyfriend or thing, like nothing, like having sex and everything, like I don't know, like I've never orgasmed or anything.
Well, that's kind of normal for your age.
And so your uncle had sex with you?
I don't know. Like, I blocked out a lot of memory, but I'll have, like, nightmares and stuff.
And what's happening in the nightmares?
I don't remember. Just, like, bad stuff. Like, I don't know if they're, like, memories or just, like, nightmares that I'm making up.
Well, are you sure something happened with you and your uncle at all?
Yeah, because it happened with all my sisters, too.
And the uncle?
I don't know him anymore.
Well, I mean, the uncle was the one that abused your sisters?
Yeah.
What side of the family is he on?
My dad.
Mom? Dad's brother?
Yeesh.
Yeah.
I got nephews. Was he, I couldn't even imagine.
But
like,
was he something wrong with him? Was he sick?
Or the kids for a while.
Was he sick in some way? Like,
I don't know. I was really little.
You don't know if he had neurological problems?
Where is he now? Did your family find out about this?
I don't know. I've never told my mom or anything. But like I don't like know my dad anymore, or that whole side of the family.
Well, you don't know your dad either.
How do you know he did this with your other sisters?
Because they've like told my friends and stuff, and like my friends like told me and stuff.
Mm.
And so the dad's gone now, and this was his brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
You might want to tell your mom, by the way.
Mm.
It's possible. Well, it's possible she could help you with this stuff, but you know.
Yeah. Did your sisters tell your mom?
I don't know. We don't really talk about that.
Yeah. Boy. Maybe you should.
Yeah,
lots of secrets.
Let me say this too. Sometimes kids don't tell their parents stuff because they just know it's like
how they're going to react.
Either how they're going to react or how they're not going to react. Like you know what I mean? Like I get the feeling that Brianna's mom's a little bit of a case.
Yeah. Well, who she brought in?
Am I right, Brianna?
Oh yeah.
And you could tell her this, and she could just crumble because she's one of these people that's emotionally precariously balanced.
What she will do, though,
she's just ineffective, not going to be able to do anything.
Begin blaming the daughters.
Blame Brianna.
Yeah.
Either way, Brianna.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: you need to not get pregnant.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing to prevent that?
Pull out.
That's
effective. That's safe. That all prevent AIDS and pregnancy. Yes.
Will you please at least wear a condom?
Yeah.
Now look, here's why you need to not get pregnant. A, because you'll make a worse parent than one of my crows. A crow would actually be a better mother. Number one, at this point, because you're a mess. And number two, you need to focus on yourself and get your stuff straight. And then when you have a kid, then all your attention turns to the kid, and the kid gets screwed up, and you never get right. And it's all effed up. You need to get some therapy, get some counseling. Not get pregnant, not get any long-term relationships. How's this guy's with you? I don't trust him.
He, like, loves me and stuff, but I don't know. We're kind of off and on, but I don't know.
All right. Can you have anything you want to do when you're older?
I don't know. Model and just go on cruise ships and stuff.
Just cruise and model? Okay. All right. So you're pragmatic. You got your head screwed on straight. I want to be on
goals.
Be a pirate astronaut model. Well,
yeah.
That's what I want to be.
You almost were, too.
See, I want to bang models. So I want to be involved with modeling that way. And I'm down with the cruise ship part.
That's a great outlet.
I'd say captain of the cruise ship and then just sort of bang models who are cruising. I'd say do that. Oh, I don't want to be in a band. And I want to play more than one instrument at the same time. I want to play the drums and the bass.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. And the band's got to be really popular.
Brianna, what happens when you're with your boyfriend now?
He pulls out.
But what do you... You said you had some problem with how you felt with him when you're with him?
No, just like... I just can't orgasm or anything.
Well, that's... Most 17-year-olds can't. And certainly not during sex. If he did during oral sex, maybe... But be that as it may, do you have feeling down there? It's not as though you're completely numb or anything like that.
Oh, I'm not, like, numb or anything.
Do you have arousal?
I don't think so.
Does it feel good at all?
Yeah.
What about your boyfriend? What's he do? Is he modeling, going cruises? Or?
No, he just works.
Where's he work?
Band, pirates.
Something with a forklift?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I should say.
Well, what kind of work?
He's ambassador.
Like, labor, like physical labor stuff.
Like he digs ditches or he's a roofer?
Like, I don't know. I don't want to say in case he's listening.
He's a physical trainer. Come on. Tell us what he does.
Well, he doesn't know what he does. We can't have him surprised.
Wait, is he works in like a loading dock or something?
No, he like delivers stuff and like he does like he just delivers stuff and does.
How old is
labor.
How old is he?
18.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
All right. So Brianna, get some protection if you're going to have sex, please.
And you need to alert somebody to what's happened to you, so maybe you can get some treatment for it.
Yeah,
and having problems with sexual arousal would be normal. Once you've been sexually abused, it's real common for people to go through periods of high, sort of deprivation from sexuality, not being able to be sexual, and then becoming suddenly hypersexual. Some women, if there's any pain involved with the sexual abuse when they're as young as you were, will feel sort of cut off in the lower part of their body and have no arousal, no feeling.
Right now, she feels like she's just going through the motions.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Hey, Brianna.
No orgasm is normal for a 17-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You got a good job, right? Are you going to high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Get them grades up. You know, you got to have good grades. You want to be a model. I know. Wait a minute.
Pirate.
Yeah. You got to do heroin. You got to do heroin. That's right. I was confused. I was thinking archaeologist.
Oh, yeah.
I got confused. You know, it's funny when you ask people what they want to do and they're like 15. They're like, well, what do you want to do? Receive oral sex, cure cancer, and drink Yoo-Hoo. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's an honest answer. It's like, yeah, hey, me too.
At least they're thinking way ahead, huh?
Yeah. People don't. I guess you know what people should say. What can you do? I think we should rephrase it from what you want to do to what can you do, or what's society going to let you do? I think that's the one. Drew, you always knew. You knew you were going to be a doctor from what age?
14.
14? Why?
Why?
Love of medicine and your dad said he was going to kick your ass.
Those
you
two things,
it?
Yeah.
All right. You ever think about it? You ever wonder, like, hey, maybe I wasn't put here to do this?
Oh, in college.
Oh, you freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Got stoned, stared at your finger, and went, whoa, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Yeah. No, college, I completely spun.
Well, it's
and in fact, when I came back to it, it was like, okay, now this feels right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, right. Okay, I'm doing this for me now kind of thing.
All right. So you knew you were supposed to be a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. When you got back to it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. No. It's all right. You just wonder, you know, you got the man telling you what to do, or Cypress Hill over here. These people follow their dreams. You know, they're proud enough, they're strong enough, they're courageous enough to follow their muse. You know what I'm saying?
Either that or lucky.
Or lucky enough. But it's not like your parents were in Cypress Hill 1 or anything, right?
No. No.
Not even war? No?
No.
Lydia?
Hey.
Yeah. Let's just hear the horrible jobs that the guys from Cypress Hill's parents have started. Let's start with Bobo.
Shoe shine boy, dad.
Your dad was.
Yeah, he started out, but then
that's industrious, though. You know what I mean? That's right, like an independent operator.
Shoe shine boy.
Everybody started as something horrible, but like when your dad was. Well, how old are you, Bobo? We'll go with how old when your dad was your age, at the age you are now.
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
He was doing music.
He was?
Yeah.
Cypress Hill 1.
He crapped all over my point.
Sorry.
He was doing music.
Yeah. Started 14.
And what was he doing? Was he producing? Was he writing?
He had records.
Oh,
he had that's how I followed. Like
I thought that. I thought you were say like.
I'm sorry. Go to B. He'll have a better answer
listen,
for you.
Adam, wait a minute. Bobo's following the muse of the man. See,
I mean,
dad,
I know,
he's 14.
He's like
following
through.
The man.
Yeah, I thought you said like shot in jail. You know, short order cook, something good, you know?
No.
Be real. Come on now. Don't disappoint me.
What, at my age?
Yeah. What was your dad doing?
He was a pretty crazy guy. He was probably beating people up, collecting money.
He was like an enforcer?
Could be. I don't know.
You didn't know what he did.
I know eventually he got into truck driving. How about that?
There we go.
Yeah. All right, so it was driving a truck.
Yeah.
All right, send dog.
Tried to get me to do it, but, you know, obviously I made a left.
What was your dad doing when he was your age?
Man, sorry, working at the airport. Nothing exciting, you know. He just brought home the money and, you know.
The airport job is an interesting job.
What'd he do with the
airport? Like the luggage guy out on the tarmac?
Yeah, he was like the guy that, you know, would, like, stand in front of the plane with the things, you know.
Oh, really?
Them, yeah. And then, like... You know, he'd like empty the luggage and then clean all the, you know.
Which
stuff out of at LAX.
Really?
Yeah.
I always wonder who that is. Because they're working their ass off out there all the time.
Yeah, that Sun Dog's dad, that's who it is.
But he did want to jam with Cypress Hill, though.
He did want to jam.
He did want to jam. Yeah, so he did.
He was going to play the tambourine. He wanted to play congas, but I told him. That was Eric Bobo's job. He's like, oh, Willie Bobo's kid. Oh, okay, I'll relax then. But if it was anybody else, my dad was going to chop him, man.
I could see if showbiz didn't work out or if whatever it is you wanted to do didn't work out, I could see settling into a little groove at the airport and calling it a life. I could easily do that. People, you're not a fireman, but you're not a cop. You know, you're sort of in between a couple of roles. No one's got a beef with you. You probably make decent money because there's got to be some kind of union or some kind of something. There's a couple of little perks.
Airports, probably depends what your job is at the airport.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, better to be a pilot than the guy who's, you know, cleaning the head in the terminal, but still, I could see as you sort of coast there, and it's not like, hey, bad news, they close the airport down, you're out of work. I mean, there's always a gig, right?
Well, no, yeah. they work for the airlines, though, don't you?
Yeah, you work for one
so of the airlines could go down. So.
Yeah, but you slide over to the next one.
Well, he was able to make it happen there for a bunch of years, you know.
Yeah.
So
all right,
you know,
but a decently crappy job, not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for,
especially,
you know, more to be real,
oh, no,
more than Forrester
higher,
thing.
Yeah, he had
I'm hoping these guys were in prison or something.
Pimps
like that.
Or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, okay. That's right.
That was my uncle.
My
pops,
you know,
never served time, but he was always getting into
things. He should have been. He should have been in the joint.
Could be.
That's what I'm looking
know.
For.
Lydia?
Yeah, you see that, Drew? That's these guys.
I know. I get it. Your point's well made.
Thank you.
Lydia.
Hello.
Yeah, it's just Bobo crapped all over it with that
music. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
You guys, we're going to play a little Germany or Florida.
It's all your fault.
Right. All right. Go ahead, Lydia. Germany or Florida.
All righty. But, Adam?
Yeah.
I got a preposition to make first.
A preposition?
Proposition. All right.
Okay. You're the big man over at the studio, right?
Oh, yes.
Which studio?
Any studio.
Every
okay.
studio.
Okay.
Big man.
So does
he's
that mean
huge.
You can give out tickets?
What do you want to go to?
I want to see Rancid. They're my favorite band. I mean,
well,
I'm desperate.
Yeah, where are they playing?
They're playing at Moore Theater.
Oh, you're calling from Washington State?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't have any jurisdiction over there. I can barely get Weenie Roast tickets for
Los
me.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
But Cypress Hill knows Rancid.
Yeah, they know Rancid. They get you some tickets. But they're not gonna.
Well, anyway, I was gonna say I'll make you a little bet if you can get my Germany or Florida.
All right, I'm so amazingly confident that I'll bet you those Rancid tickets.
Okay.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
Here's my
send a 13-year-old to a concert.
Okay, a band of computer nerds created a Pong game that has like a hand plate. They sit their hands on the plate. If they lose the Pong ball on the screen, mm-hmm. there's a wire they hooked up. It'll whip them, like, their hands several times if they lose the ball.
Yeah?
That's it.
This is Germany or Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this qualifies as Germany or Florida.
No, it's not. It's
just sort of human interest, but it's nobody.
It's not a bizarre behavior. It's
sex
just a,
with
it's
a corpse.
A bizarre product.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lydia. I know you're on hold for 62 minutes to get that out. But,
so sorry.
Oh, boy.
That was a week. But, hey, Lydia?
Yeah?
We do. You should be going to bed now. You're 13, right?
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
All right?
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
There she goes.
Yeah. She got mad.
She's good people, though. Cypress Hill here tonight. And listen, phone screeners, we got to get the Germany or Florida's. They got to be real questions. That was a little bizarre and a little bit convoluted, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Orange Fairgrounds is where the sixth annual Smokeout is going to take place. That is this Saturday. And
yes.
Everybody who is somebody is going to be there. Linkin Park's going to be there, DMX, Pennywise, of course, Cypress Hill, and many, many others. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Papa Roach going to be in here tomorrow night. Cypress Hill in here tonight. Sendog and Be Real and Bobo. and the big sixth annual Cypress Hill Smokeout is what we're talking about at the Orange Fairgrounds, and that's going on this Saturday.
Yes, yes.
All right. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Travis.
Hey, what's up?
Travis is 18, has been on hold for 99 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
What's up, Travis?
I just broke up with my girlfriend a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been going on for, like, I don't know, like 2.5 years, I think. And, like, I had to do it. Like, it was just, it was getting bad. She was getting way too jealous. Like, I know I had to do it. Like, I understand that. But, like, I'm becoming depressed now. Like anytime I'm alone, like, I can't be alone. I've like, hooked up with, like, three different girls in the past, like 3 days.
So what's the problem, dog?
Wow. My heart goes out to you, man.
I'm glad you dumped her ass. Now go have a good time.
I feel dirty about it.
You're a dirty ass man. That's what it is. You gotta feel good about that. Go out there and knock it down.
Well, I don't know
what you're bitching about, homeboy. You got the life.
What?
And how do you, by the way, see, that's it. If you dump somebody, you get to go out with momentum and nail three chicks in 3 nights. If they dump you, the women smell that stink of failure on you, and you don't get anything.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Well, where are you meeting these girls, these new girls?
Okay, you guys aren't, you're probably not going to believe this, but two of them were actually identical twins. And they came into my work one night.
Uh-huh.
And,
whatever.
Kind of work.
What do you do?
Also, I met one just through a friend.
What kind of work do you do?
Strip club DJ.
I don't want to say. I don't want anyone to, like, know.
Hey, bubbles up, identical twins.
Girls, two for one.
Two holes, one prize. Businessman's lunch. Asians get in free. Candy, stage five. Stage five. Get. Sabrina, stage two. All right.
Travis, do you work in a restaurant?
In a food business.
Food business, okay. Yeah. Food business of a sort. Is that big enough?
They sell chicken wings at the strip club.
Yeah, sure, go with that if you want.
So tell me more about the twins. Like, did you hammer them both at the same time? Or?
Well, no, it was by accident that I hooked up with the other one, because I swear to God, man, I got them mixed up.
Oh,
that's easy to do, right?
Happen. Yeah.
And I didn't have sex with them or anything, but, like, you know, like, I got with one of them. Like, I literally got with the other one, and she literally called me on it. Like, a minute later, she was like, oh, so you're going to try to hook up with me now? And I was like,
what do you mean? You did have sex with them, or you did?
No, I didn't. I've only had sex with one girl, but, like, I've been really stupid about it. Like, I don't want to get, like a disease or anything that will stay with me.
Yeah, twins don't have diseases, because they have that such a strong DNA code that it fights off any infection. Yes, Drew?
Well, the two together fight them off.
Right. They team.
Right.
Tag team.
The disease. Hi, listen. Travis over here, he was with a chick for a long time. This is what happens, by the way. If you stay with the same chick from, like, the 10th grade till a year after high school, then you don't, and you know no other, it's real hard to break that spell. It's
attachment.
Hard to get out of that. Yeah,
it's
you're
all
sucked
attachment.
In. This is why you have to sort of, as hard as it is, you shouldn't have a relationship longer than 8 months or a year when you're in high school.
Absolutely.
You stay in for like 4 years, or even Travis over there has been 2.5 years. If they're the right 2.5 years, like 16 to 18 and a half or 19.
You don't develop, you know.
You're in. And then think about that
The
person.
Reality is there's almost no healthy relationship that should last more than 8 months. It's just that in high school, you don't know how to terminate them. You don't know when they're over.
I'm telling my wife that almost every night.
That it's time.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to write that down.
Yeah, well.
It's been longer.
I'll call her.
Yeah, I'm getting a note from the doctor.
Yeah,
Drew says it's very unhealthy. I need to see other people. All right. That's Travis. He's fine.
Okay. You're young. Get over it. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Guys named Travis, they land on their feet. You know, guys named Bruce.
Or Adam.
That's difficult. Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hold on a second. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about the office today. Like, The number one guy's name, like, if some guy's coming to kick your ass, right? He's like, somebody comes in and says, yeah, you know that chick you were diddling? Well, her boyfriend's in town from Oregon, and he's pissed, and he's looking for you. I was thinking, okay, what's the number? Now, who are you scared of, just by name or not? Like, if the guy's name is Seth or Bruce, you're like, Tell, bring it on. He knows where to find me.
With Steve?
Now, Steve's kind of a push. You never know. You should be scared of the Steves and the Daves. The number one name, it's a little bizarre, but Chemo.
Chemo? Never heard of that.
Yeah, guy's named Chemo.
Never heard of that name.
Yeah, never had knew a guy named Chemo, huh? That's a scary name. You don't mess with a Chemo.
Umgad would scare me, too.
I had a friend named Umgad Abu Zamzam.
That's scary.
You start laughing. You're scared. You're going to laugh so hard you're going to hack up a lung and die, right? No. Yeah, Chemo. You don't know the name? Never heard Chemo, huh? It's like a Hawaiian name.
Yeah, I've heard Chemo.
Chemo's a scary guy. You can't hurt Chemo. He don't mind if you hit him. It just makes him more angry. You know Chemo's, Bobo?
Why do I think Bobo has a name on the tip of his tongue?
You got a name?
I'm not going to say. I can't do it.
You got a name? No? Not Chemo, huh? What's second? But, you know, I mean, you take a Jason before you take a guy named Turk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me, Chemo, top of the list. But if he's not even on your list anywhere,
are there any Samoan names?
Chemo.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any Samoan names, that's what
pretty
you're
much.
From.
I go with that.
All right. Let's see. We're talking to Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
Hi.
Wow. You're 18?
Look how long she's been on hold.
Yeah.
111 minutes and 10 seconds.
She's got the record so far.
What's happening, baby doll?
When I was in the sixth grade, I was raped.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Huh?
Okay.
Sixth grade rape usually means sexual abuse before that.
Well, before that, I was, molested. I don't know why this happened so much to me. I don't know. But...
Well, who did this to you when you were in the sixth grade?
My boyfriend. But he was 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
Again, my tack crows. They could stop this. Ooh. They could stop Chemo from coming after me.
God, I could have one for each kid. Just watch.
Yeah, I'd assign the crows. Yeah, each kid gets his own crow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Elizabeth?
I hadn't talked to anybody about that for, the longest time. It's been, 6-7 years now. And I had just talked about it with my boyfriend. And at the beginning of our relationship, we've been going about for a year and a half now. And it's, I'm so insecure. And he wants to know if I should, he's saying that I should get counseling for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, and for whatever made you a good victim for this criminal.
The sexual abuse is the main thing. What set it all up that made you sort of freeze in response to that kind of victimization? That's those earlier experiences that set that up.
So, there's always that weird part in the relationship that always inevitably comes. Like you're watching some movie, and your girlfriend starts crying, and you're like, "What's up?" And they're like, "My grandfather, he touched me." And you always it's that part where you just want to run out of the room and just keep going down the street with your crows. Like you're like, "Oh no, it's no!" Scary. I mean, I feel bad for you and everything, but it's like, "Oh, geez, what the hell? I'm 19. I don't know what to do."
Not another one.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's a year younger than me, but...
Oh, better yet. 17. I don't even know what the hell's going on. Okay, so listen, Elizabeth. You were victimized. You were molested growing up. And then when you get molested growing up, it makes you into a victim later on in life. It's very sad, but that's the way it works. Yeah. So you should... And then what ends up happening is some event happens later on, like for you in the sixth grade, and you want to correct that event.
Right.
But the event you need to correct is not only that event, but you need to work on all the events that came before it that led to that event.
Well, what usually happens after the rape later in adolescence and teen years is people get a post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like something was lying dormant from the original abuse, and then the new victimization rekindles all this, and now they're having panic attacks, now they're having flashbacks.
All right. A little therapy. Your 17-year-old boyfriend.
Quite a little bit.
He's wise beyond his years.
Mm-hmm.
Got a question for Cypress Hill. What is it? Is that Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Is that Joaquin? Joaquin?
No.
No?
No.
Go ahead and say your name.
Jenna.
Jenna.
It's almost the same.
It's spelled all the letters are silent,
it's almost exactly identical.
Yeah. Joaquin, by the way, that's one of those names you want to steer clear to. It's your boyfriend Joaquin. He's coming after you. It's like, ooh, yeah, I'm going home. What's up, Jenna?
I was hoping for a bit of advice.
I have made like a major decision that I'm not gonna. My husband that I've been with for many years.
Hold on 1 second. Now, let me just say what the screen says, Drew, just for kicks. 17-year-old Joaquin wants to know from the band, how's your national paintball team going? Ah,
3 and 4 are switched.
3 and 4 have switched.
Oops.
That's what's happened.
Oops.
All right, so hold on a second there, Jenna. I see Jenna's down on 4. Yeah. So if we go to 4, we'll get Joaquin in.
Correct.
A pivotal paintball question.
Yes, very important.
I love paintball, by the way.
All right.
Jenna?
I've got to get you down there, man.
I mean, Joaquin?
How are you doing?
Good.
Just want to ask how Cypress Hill or was it Stone Assassins did on in the National Paintball League.
We did better on this tournament than we did the last. We were one game away from going into the semifinals or whatever, or Sunday, whatever, to go to the finals. So, you know,
really?
we're just making progress little by little.
How does it work?
It's like it's pretty much a fast-paced game. You got a bunch of air bunkers on both sides, and they're identical, you know, except for maybe the one in the middle. And you break to those spaces, try to get the better spaces.
Right. Is it like capture the flag?
Yes, capture the flag.
How many guys? Are like 5, 6 guys?
Well, they're depending on the league. Like in the league we play, it's 7, but in other leagues it's like 5 and 10, and sometimes 3. You know, it just depends. What
you guys all. Okay, so you got a flag on your end, and then you got a flag on their end, and someone blows a whistle, and everyone starts running to try to get a vantage point and cover, and then you start putting a strategy together.
Yeah,
right?
You put a strategy together to take out as many guys as you can, if not all of them, and then you push up the field and grab their flag and bring it back to your post.
Can you communicate? You know, do you have walkie-talkies or anything?
No, you can't. Well, they haven't had any anything
like
that. I never
see that in paintball.
No, it's all, you know, the bunkers are so close, you can basically yell across to the other guy. It's a little inconvenient to have to yell, but you know,
it's
a part of the game.
Where do you do it out here?
Well, they do it in open fields, you know, like sometimes they'll go up to some people's like a farm or some kind of big spread. Like the last one we just did was in Miami.
You ever get shot by paintball, Drew?
I hear it hurts.
Leaves a mark.
Yeah.
Leaves a good mark.
Yeah, I got a few bruises. I've been doing it for about 8 months. The team's been together about 8 months, so, you know, we've just been having fun. That's where I came back from, actually, a couple days ago from Miami.
It's and let me tell you, you get an adrenaline rush like you never seen before. Mm. Like when that whistle blows, people are shooting at you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're running, you're doing cartwheels and this stuff. You're on your elbows, you're diving under stuff. Yeah. Like you
don't want to get shot.
You don't want to get shot.
It's a fun game. It's therapy. You know, like some people, you know, they have golf as their therapy or tennis or whatever. This is the same thing. Mm. You know,
this is
same thing. Golfing and shooting people, same thing.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's some people don't have the skill to golf. Some people have the skill to shoot.
That's right. Yeah, like Be Real and His Dad.
Yeah, like Be Real and His Dad. Exactly.
Now, here's the other thing, too. And
sounds fun, though.
It's great fun.
Like, I don't know. First off, your adrenaline couldn't get pumping any harder. Right. And I just wonder if there's a difference between a guy shooting a paintball and a guy shooting an M16 in terms of your adrenaline.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think there would be.
There would be because, you know, death is on the line on one gun and the other, you know.
But then again, the other one,
the guy's just going to be stinging for a while.
If somebody's shooting live artillery, you'd be so much better trained.
How dare you?
You know what I mean?
These guys are killing machines.
No, actually, police guys come up.
I don't mean you couldn't use paintballs to do it, but you'd be so trained that it might not bother you more. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might be used to that kind of rush.
But here's my theory, beside my Tac Crows and my shotgun beer, and then later on, paintball karaoke. This is going to be the best show.
That might be cool.
That is a television show.
Of course it is. I'm working on it. Don't worry. Here's the thing. Here we're talking about. You these people, they get their legs bitten off by a bull shark, and they tell you, I felt a little tugging. Okay? Meanwhile, I'm getting out of bed, and I kick the corner of the mattress frame, and I'm incapacitated for a few days, right? Excruciating pain, right?
Yeah.
Now, how come the leg coming off is a little tugging and me stubbing my big toes excruciating? I actually feel like I think you hit certain thresholds in life. I don't think you can there's certain moments when I think your heart's pumping as fast as it's going to pump, your adrenaline's going as much as it's going to go, and that's it.
You're right.
Whether it's Viet Cong chasing you or some drunken ex-cop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. You're right.
This is an intense business.
It's a very intense game. If you ever want to come play, man, we play at this place called California Paintball Park. I'll take on all comers, man.
I would love to play. I did this once.
Let's go.
Did it twice. All right. Well,
yeah, you know, we might do a little Cypress Hill paintball event when our record comes out sometime next year. So, you know, we'll invite you guys to come play.
Nice. Originally created to mark cattle, by the way.
Oh, really interesting.
The paintballs, if you think about it.
Hey, you know, it's one sport for all ages. You see old dudes and young kids playing in there all, you know.
Right.
Everybody gets shot up the same. Chicks, too.
Everybody but hot chicks.
No, hot chicks play and they get shot up, too.
That's right. All right, we'll take a little break. They get the white paintball. That's different.
They get a shot in the ass.
Shot in the ass.
I shot some girl in the ass a couple tournaments back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got her revenge, but, you know.
Let me tell you something about B-Reals. Paintballs, they don't discriminate.
No.
They don't know
no,
from
they
black,
do not.
They don't know from white.
They do not.
They don't know from Chicano. They don't know from female or male, gay or straight.
That's
They're
right.
Equal opportunity
killer. It's called
killers.
Stoned Assassin. That
That's
means
right.
we do not discriminate.
That's right. All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Cypress Hill here tonight. Papa Roach here tomorrow night. Sixth annual smokeout taking place at the Orange Fairgrounds this Saturday, noon to midnight and possibly beyond. Mm-hmm. Do not miss the extravaganza known as the smokeout. All right, Megan is here. Megan is 19. Megan?
Yes.
You were a child model.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly?
When I was younger, I grew to be about 5'7" by the time I was 11. Mm-hmm. And my mother would fly me to places like Paris, and I would walk runways. And when by the time I was 14, I wasn't growing anymore, and I gained a lot of weight when I started my period, and suddenly, I've lost it all now, and I've actually gotten back into it, and I enjoy it more, but I just...
Back into your period or modeling?
Modeling.
Okay, good. All right, when you were 11, here's the whole thing. Oh, here's a couple things. Don't these Frenchies and Europeans, I thought, Europeans were the most beautiful women in the world. Don't they got their own goddamn chicks over there? Why do we got to export our hot chicks? You know what I mean? When I'm in charge and my crows are in charge, we're not going to let hot chicks leave the country this way. We're going to keep them.
I was not
they
a hot
want
chick.
Everything.
I was not a hot chick. I was just tall and thin. Not like you wouldn't like me, Adam.
Okay, but there's no spindly chicks over in France. That's always weird that they got to fly them in. You know,
maybe the French moms won't let that happen.
Well, maybe they're too sane. All right, so Megan, your mom sounds a little nutty, taking her fifth grader and flying her out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but anyway, so
she had to grow up quick.
You got a nutty mom, but at least you got to see Europe.
Yeah, it was interesting.
All right, and now what's the problem?
Well, my dad also, he's not very screwed up at all, and they have a good marriage or whatever, and he went to Yale, and now he's a doctor, and my boyfriend also goes to, like, an Ivy League school, and I just want to be like them, but I'm not, and I'm just very, I'm not very confident with men. I don't like to show my body. When I was younger, my mother wouldn't feed me either a lot because she wanted this for me so bad.
Yeah.
And I cannot have sex with my boyfriend. I mean, we do, but I hate it. And I never had the opportunity. My parents never, I go to college, but not like the ones I wanted to. I wanted to go to Brown, but I never got to. And I just feel like I'm wasting my life. And
you never got to because you didn't get high enough test scores? Or
no, because my mom didn't think that was what's right for me.
Why? Okay, what? She thought you should go to a worse school?
So I would have more time.
For a while?
Yeah.
Not eat?
What?
All right. Do you have an eating disorder?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
That's what you need to focus on.
A recipe for that.
For eating disorder?
What?
Well, the intrusive mom, the modeling, the lack of attention.
Yeah, look at it this way. At least you just have an eating disorder. Your poor brother's gay.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
No, he's not.
This kind of mom turns a kid gay.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Neil?
Well, no, the mom...
It's not chemo.
The mom could be so involved with Megan that doesn't even...
Maybe left the brother.
Well, no, home, actually, yeah. He's a model, too.
Aha!
He might be gay.
He may be gay. He doesn't bring it... You're not going to see his girlfriend this Thanksgiving when he comes home.
I might not.
He might see his very good friend.
That's right. I want you to meet my traveling companion, Serge. That's what you're going to get.
Serge,
yes.
Serge.
Always work when you have traveling companions. That's always a bad sign.
Was your mom a model, or
yes,
she wanted to be?
Yes,
oh.
All right. So here's what you need to do. And listen, all you people whose parents you can't cut loose when they're horrible parents. Don't blame everything on your parents. Just take care of your eating disorder.
Yes.
That's the number one thing to focus on. And all the other things will fall into place. Or at least let's take your life in order of big to small
right. And
most dangerous to least.
Well,
Okay,
well, I just, like, out of everyone on the show, like, Dr. Drew is the one I would most want to sleep with.
All right.
No.
Sure.
Ooh. That came out of the left.
But, I mean, those kind of guys just are, of course, not, well, except for my boyfriend, just not interested in me because...
Hold on. Your mom would be pissed if I slept with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
That's
payback time, baby.
But see, here's the deal. She has taken on so much of her mom's stuff that she has to find somebody just like her dad.
Exactly. Yeah.
And her dad is a doctor and went to Ivy School and stuff. I did.
All right.
And so there you go.
He said, yes, and that's what I did.
I'm a rapist.
Hey, he's a rapist. Yeah, I used to be on MTV, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
That's right.
But
that's
Megan, here's the deal. Can I talk to her?
No. Well, you look what time it is.
Okay. Individual therapy. Lots of it. Don't worry about blaming people for where you are in your life right now. Take advantage of where you are. Take care of yourself. Go ahead and do the schooling
She just hear you talking.
I wanted to ask if she's in therapy.
She's probably creaming right now.
Individual therapy right now.
He said,
Drew, talk some more. She's probably creaming right now.
All right. I'm creaming too, but it's brown. It's coming in my shorts.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Hershey squirt.
Good time.
Choco.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Yeah, that's the show. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. Cypress Hill, God bless.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for
having
us.
Be real for the last 12 minutes of the show.
Thanks for tolerating tardiness.
Ah, it's all right. I think he made a slip there. It's like a retard thing.
Ah, I see.
No.
No. Cool. All right. Papa Roach tomorrow night. Smokeout on Saturday, everybody, at the Orange Fairgrounds. Everyone's going to be there. Linkin Park, DMX, Pennywise. Don't miss it. And best of luck. And we'll see you guys before the 7th or if a paintball battle breaks out.
Let's break out.
Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Adam?
Yeah?
I got a preposition to make first.
A preposition?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.